Power 94, that be JTT, is the homie Big Tula, and this is Enter the Chat every Saturday morning from 9 until 11 a.m. We feature local schools, local athletes, local coaches, and a local perspective on sports and the hip-hop culture. Nick with the stats and UTC's head women's basketball coach, Sean Poppy, have entered the chat.
What's going on, y'all? It's Nick Hughes. I'm here with Sean Poppy, the women's UTC head basketball coach. Coach, it's your second year. You're going to the NCAA tournament once again. In your second year, you've gone twice now in a row. You took a team that was 7-23. 2 years ago and implemented so much success. How did you manage to turn a team around like that?
Yeah, thanks for having me first and foremost. It's a group that they've bought into me, into our staff and how we do things. It started when we first got here 2 years ago, just how we do things, how we work, how we go to class, how we are out in the community. All those things, the little things matter. And I've been very fortunate to get a good group to buy into those things as we continue to really push their confidence level to an all-time high. And it's been a lot of fun to watch them grow. I feel like this year's team's a little bit different than our first year. We were a little bit more talented from the start. So it was a lot less convincing how good they were and more so putting the pieces all together as the year went on. But super proud of both groups. And really, we've got a handful that were a part of both of them that I hold on dearly to for sure.
And this is a back-to-back, like I mentioned, for you in the SoCon tournament as well as going to the NCAA tournament, which is the first time that's happened since the 2014-15 season. How does that resonate with you going into this, having this happen back-to-back?
Yeah, well, that's really why I was initially interested in this job. I know that there have been a lot of success over the years here inside this program. I know there's been multiple administrations and coaches, but there's a reason why Chattanooga women's basketball has been successful for a long time. I think the city is a big piece of it. I think the love of women's basketball in general in this area is another big piece of it. I'm proud to say that we've brought it back to where it belongs, and have been super blessed to represent this university and obviously this administration. Start with Mark Wharton, who's given us a lot of support at the top to bring this university back to the big dance. I know a year ago, it was almost just fun to be in it. You know, we got paired with a number one seed in Virginia Tech, and hopefully this year, looking more of like a 14 seed potentially, maybe even a 13, and hopefully have a fighting chance. I know this group is wanting to go compete and hopefully try to win a game in the big dance.
That's what I was looking at too, and it looked like they haven't really gotten past the first round in history, and you did mention that you lost to Virginia Tech last year, the one seed. If you could have the tournament your way, I know Selection Sunday is coming up, what team would you most like to be paired with?
You know, it's interesting because obviously when you're a 13 or a 14, you're going against somebody really darn good. It's a top 16 team in the country, regardless, and it's on their home court. You know, the biggest thing for us is just going to be matchups. They're going to be really good regardless. Size would bother us a little bit. If you've watched us at all, we're not overly big. We do find ways to stretch the court and make things happen, but certain matchups, if you're going up against a team that's just really, really big, it would be a little bit harder for us. You know, somebody that plays more small ball would be a much better matchup. There's so many different teams that could be, and it's hard to really speculate who it will be. I know that there's a good inside story. If we were to go to NC State, there's been a lot of speculation of potentially going to NC State and Wes Moore being there with all the success he had here at Chattanooga. I think there'd be a pretty good fan base that would make that trip up to Raleigh. So that'd be a pretty cool storyline. I think following up off of last year's storyline with Virginia Tech, obviously that's where I had come from. We're just glad that we get to wait around until Sunday and we know for sure our name will be called.
Right. That's always comforting to know, like, oh, we can wait, but we're for sure in it. So that's always reassuring. That would be an awesome matchup if you did pull NC State. Does practice change at all? Does your mentality of preparing for these games change?
It has. And luckily, the timing's worked out perfect here with our school schedule. This week's been spring break here on campus. And so we won Sunday. Last Sunday, we stayed up and watched the men's game up in Asheville last Sunday night and did not come back until Monday. When they got back, I gave them the rest of the week to themselves. If they wanted to go home, they could. If they wanted to stick around, they could. Obviously, we have a group that continues to do their own strength and conditioning with our strength and conditioning staff, sending them stuff wherever they may be. But it was a chance to recharge the batteries. We will get back after it now on Friday and work on ourselves Friday, Saturday, and Sunday until we hear who we're matched up with. And then they'll really dive in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as we really prepare for who that opponent is, more specifically starting the beginning of next week. But I think it gives us a chance to kind of, again, recharge, then get our legs back underneath us through the weekend, and then really focus in on who that may be. As we normally would in any kind of scout, we'll have two or three days there to prepare for a really good opponent.
This one's more of a fun question for you. It's away from athletics and sports and basketball and everything, but what is your go-to song that gets you pumped up on game day or artist?
Man, I am an Eminem Lose Yourself.
Really?
That is a must every day of game day. If you see my AirPods in leading up to a game, that's probably what is on.
Man, that's a classic too. I don't blame you. That's awesome. I don't know if you really strike me as an Eminem guy.
There's a lot of words inside there that coincide with what we're about to get into for sure.
Definitely.
Being 38, you think about Eminem and like he was the guy back when I was young. If you're listening to rap back then, there's a handful of others. So I'm more old school. I listen to the girls. They get to play their music a lot during practice, and I let them pretty much handle the DJ booth over there.
Well, Coach, congratulations again on making the tournament for the second year in a row, and you got a chance to make history. Don't know who you play yet, but no matter who it is, you're going to have a great shot at it. So good luck, and we'll hope to see you in the second round.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Of course. Thanks, Coach.